Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
In California.
After all these years, the haunting question of who committed these terrible crimes has been put to rest.
Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis on the arrest of the man they believe was the Golden State Killer, suspected of 12 murders, 45 rapes, and more than 100 burglaries across California in the 1970s and 80s. DNA evidence leading to the arrest of 72-year-old Joseph James D'Angelo, who'd been living for years in Sacramento.
Our team is going to work hard to make sure that he never gets out.
The latest teacher walkout happening today in Arizona. They're expected to walk out of their classrooms to try to get better pay. Striking to demand a 20% pay raise, raises for support staff as well, and more school funding overall. The walkout forcing most schools in Arizona to close for today and tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
South Korea is giving credit to President Trump for getting the North Korean leader to the negotiating table. The foreign minister of the South telling CNN Mr. Trump is largely responsible for bringing North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un to a historic summit tomorrow. Kim will be the first North Korean leader to cross the military border with South Korea when he steps over that line to meet with the President Moon Jae-in. The foreign minister is saying they're pleasantly surprised by the recent thaw in relations, adding, clearly, credit goes to President Trump, adding, by all indications, we are headed towards a very successful summit. The three-year, $69 million deal that NBC News gave to former Fox News host Megyn Kelly is apparently not working out. They were expecting Kelly to bring star power to NBC News and a bigger audience of morning viewers to its Today Show. However, since taking over the 9 a.m. hour of the Today Show, 2.4 million viewers an episode's been the average, which is down 18% from what the hour was pulling a year before. And in fact, her hour in the critical morning time slot appears to be negatively impacting ratings for the following hour, which is hosted by Hoda Kotb and Kathy Lee Gifford. ABC's competing morning show, Live with Kelly and Ryan, has meanwhile enjoyed a ratings surge. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Today, we have an outstanding guest back with us, a returning guest to the show. What can I say about Patrick Byrne? Anyone that knows Patrick's story would have to include the words tenacity, vision, guts. Some people call him the Wyatt Earp of Wall Street. To keep it current, we'll call him the Iron Man of Wall Street. He's a real David and Goliath type of figure here, folks. In 1999, Patrick took over a tiny little company called D2, Discounts Direct, renamed it Overstock.com, and the rest is history. But I will say that that piece of history has been a tough ride to get to where Overstock.com is today. Patrick Byrne is a regular guest on Fox Television, CNN, MSNBC, and a host of others. Let's welcome back our friend a second time to Legends of Success, Patrick Byrne. Patrick, welcome back, my friend.
John Resnick, great to be back on. What a glowing introduction. It's best your listeners don't actually meet me. They'll be so disappointed after that introduction.
And you deserve it, Patrick. I mean, we had fun with you last time, but you were on, 2008, I believe, correct?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And you were one of the first journalists out there who was starting to give me some credit and listen to what things I was saying, and it was a great interview.
Well, I'll tell you, we're for the underdog here. You know, Patrick, we love stories. Our listeners love stories. Our listeners, so many of them are underdogs who are trying to make it or who have made it or have visions of making it. And so, you know, they can relate to stories like yours. And you have really, I mean, before we do a snapshot of Overstock.com, you've really been like at the shootout, the OK Corral, haven't you, Patrick?
It feels like it. It's been disappointing because it gave me quite an insight into our country and the institutions that were supposed to be doing their jobs and seemed to get co-opted. If you're talking about the Wall Street.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So it was really, opened my eyes to some facts about the establishment and the way power politics work in this country. But yeah, it's been an interesting hobby on the side of running Overstock.
Well, we're going to get into that, and I will say that, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and weren't you a bit clairvoyant of what came to pass, Patrick? Huh? I mean, you called it. You were raising flags about short sellers and abusers on Wall Street, really, before a lot of this stuff, some of the major stuff had come to pass. So we'll talk about that later. I mean, there's so much to share with Patrick about Patrick today, folks. But Patrick is the chairman and CEO of Overstock.com. Patrick, give us a quick snapshot for anyone that doesn't know Overstock, if they're out there. What does Overstock do, and how do you transact business?
Well, we are like an outlet mall, only we're an outlet department store, I would say, where everything's half price, everything. The discounts really are tremendous, and it's just one website you go to, all the departments you'd find in a normal department store, but with just fantastic deals. If I, you know, I don't mean to sound like a commercial.
No, please. I mean, go ahead and spout off. It's good.
So we do what's called closeout buying, where we're looking for special opportunities. So we won't have all the range of, say, an Amazon, but what we have for much cheaper, and that's what we shoot for. So you might not have 200 video cameras, but you got 30, and they're at great prices, or furniture and things like that.
So would you say that that's Overstock.com's differentiator, the low price?
Yes, low price and service. And there was recently, I think since we last talked, we've become the number two in the country in terms of customer satisfaction. The National Retail Federation and American Express do a poll every year, and they call 8,000 households. We're now named number two in the country. We're ahead of Amazon, Zappos, Nordstrom, everybody. We're only behind L.L. Bean. And as a New Englander by upbringing, there's no shame in being beat.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, Leon Gorman from L.L. Bean was on our show before, and I'll tell you, they are one fine operation. So you're in some rarefied air, my friend.
Yeah, it's great, and it's great to be. We've put a lot of elbow grease into it, and it's great that it's finally paid off like this.
Well, and I must say that that survey done by the National Retail Federation was a survey of customers. So. I believe so. That's a pretty good litmus test. Another thing I want to congratulate you on, you took over, and then we'll go back in history a moment, but you took over in 1999, a very tiny company, changed it to Overstock.com, and now here, roughly a decade later, you've turned your actual first profit, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've had years of lots of entrepreneurs generally care about cash flow, and we've had lots of years of operating cash flow, but on a pure accounting basis. The first year we broke through into the pure black, $8 million of profit, $45 million of operating cash flow. We've built a good, solid, nice business.
And based on what sales? What was the total sales?
About $900 million.
All right, so you're almost a billion, but 10 years. Now, let me ask you, did you have some nervous shareholders along the way?
Oh, yeah, we did. See, our first 6 years, we were really on offense. Everything was going beautifully. We were rocking, and then from about 06, 07, 08 were really the tough years. Mm-hmm. 06, 07 especially were just tough years. We had to grind it out. We went from being little startup guys to having to invest in a lot of big systems. So those were tough years. And actually, I thought we had climbed back out of it in 08, but then the downturn hit us like everybody else.
Sure.
So, yeah, we had some white-knuckled shareholders along the way, but we got through it.
Very fortunate. You know, it's interesting. Do you know who Red McCombs is?
The name's familiar.
Red McCombs is a Texas billionaire, made a fortune in automobile dealerships, and he and Larry Mays created Clear Channel a long time ago.
Wow.
And when Red was on the show, he told me, if I can't buy a business and make an immediate profit, I get rid of it. And I said, but Red, I've had guests on that wait 5, 7, maybe 10. These are good. Let them have it. I've got to have an immediate profit. So it's interesting how you have two folks. You got two very visionary and highly successful entrepreneurs that take different paths to get there. And, Patrick, for our listeners and entrepreneurs, what advice do you have for them on those two different paths?
Well, I like red paths better. We thought we were there after, like I say, after 3 or 4. Our goal was to get to $1 billion and be profitable and just sort of skim the surface until we got to $1 billion. We did sort of take a step back, and at sort of year 5 or 6, we had to. But I think that the most important thing is to be operating, to have a good cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
When you're an entrepreneur. As long as you have a good positive cash flow, you can generally manage things to keep your head above water.
Absolutely. Folks, if you're just tuning in to Legends of Success, we are visiting with Patrick Byrne. This is the second time he's been on the show. We're so glad to have him here. Took a tiny little company roughly a decade ago, acquired it, turned it around, turned it into a $1 billion operation. Took him 10 years to turn a profit. The man didn't give up. And when we get back, we're going to find out where Patrick comes from, where he was born, and find out about one of the most unusual mentors he had in his childhood. Mentors are very powerful. You're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we have our friend Patrick Byrne joining us again. Folks, just about everybody must have heard by now of Overstock.com. What a great David and Goliath story, because you're going up against all the majors when you started this, Patrick, but you know, now your company is doing almost $1 billion in sales. You're turning profits, but it didn't begin there. Take me back to, I believe it's what, 1962, to Fort Wayne?
Fort Wayne, Indiana. You have done your research.
Where it all began. What was life like growing up? And tell me about your influences.
Well, I started off in Fort Wayne, Indiana, moved when I was just one or two, actually, to Massachusetts. And then I moved around until I was 13. I moved around New England, Massachusetts, a couple places, Connecticut, Vermont.
Sure.
And that's what it, and then I spent my teenage years down in D.C. My father went to Geico, which was then a small car insurer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very fortunate, as you alluded to earlier, my father was at Geico a few weeks, and he got a message that some guy out in Omaha was starting to buy up his stock, and he met the fellow. His name was Buffett, and my father, so I met Buffett through my father. And back then, he wasn't Mr. Buffett, the icon he is now. He was just this funny guy in Omaha who, he made a lot of time for me when I was a teenager. It was really, looking back, just one of the great, obviously, strokes of luck in my life. Changed the way I view the world, molded the way I view a lot of things, and
really?
That was one of my great.
This would be the mid to late 70s.
That would have been the late 70s. Yeah.
The late 70s, and how big was Warren Buffett back then?
He wasn't well known at all. It was never mentioned in the press. It was only sort of in the early 80s, while I was in college, that my friend started getting famous. It was kind of funny.
Wow.
And he's a wonderful teacher. It's what people don't Anyone who thinks that the great thing about Buffett is, oh, what a rich guy, just really misses what the lesson of Buffett is. Buffett is a wonderful thinker and teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Just extraordinary in what he's figured out about the world.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And so you as a kid, the stories I hear, I recall when you and I spoke last, Patrick, is that your parents were cool enough to say, you know, hey, when Warren Buffett comes over, you can skip school that day because you'll learn more when he's here. Am I right?
Exactly. And that was very unusual for them because
cool parents
was the big thing. And I always knew he was coming. Back then he drank Pepsi and he carried a hip flask but with cherry syrup in it because Mr. Buffett's a teetotaler. He's never had a drink.
Wow.
But he always had a hip flask with cherry syrup. My mom would get a case of Pepsi, and Mr. Buffett would sit there all day, you know, drinking Pepsis and pour some cherry syrup in it. Then Coca-Cola came out with cherry Coke, and it changed his whole perspective.
Awesome. That's unbelievable. And how did that affect you? I mean, this is before he's the icon he is, but did you just know there was something so unusual about him that it had a big influence in your life, Patrick?
Absolutely. First of all, he comports himself just like a wonderful, you know, a Nebraska farmer, just salt of the earth, nothing pretentious, not the least bit pretentious or uptight, can talk about anything, would just have these wonderful conversations. And it would make things make such sense. And he would tell me things like, I'm going to explain something to you that people either get in 2 minutes or they never get their whole life.
Wow.
And I would think, oh, my gosh, there's going to be some really, really complicated thing, and I'm not sure I'm going to get it, but okay, go ahead. And he'd say, okay, Patrick, you only buy a share of stock if and only if you would buy it even though the market were shutting down for 5 years tomorrow. So you don't think of yourself as buying a piece of paper on an uptick. You think of yourself as buying a piece of a company, and you want that to own a piece of that company for 5 years.
Hmm.
And I'd say, really? That's so simple. Adults don't understand that. He'd laugh. He said, oh, you can't believe it, Patrick. 95% of people on Wall Street don't think that way.
Wow.
They don't understand that. So it was just lessons like that that made it, you know, once you get taught like that, you can't view if you get taught that at an early age, maybe you can't view the world any differently.
Hmm.
And so I just find it even hard to communicate with much of Wall Street because their whole thinking is all about, it's all about buying a piece of paper on an uptick and not thinking about you own a slice of a whole business.
Well, let me tell you and I believe in capitalism. We're entrepreneurs. I believe in the free market system, but boy, I don't like a half of what Wall Street does, and we'll get into that later. Some of them just rake the system.
Just half?
I was waiting for that. But we'll get into that in a moment because I know when I turn you loose on that, I'll never get any more of your story here. So I'm going to set you aside for that. But I will say that you knew Warren Buffett then. I'm sure you still communicate with him today. Is the man the same today as he was then?
Yes. He's, if anything, he's less pretentious and more... I mean, no. The truth is, he hasn't changed a whit. He's just kind, thoughtful, and a fantastic teacher. And if anything, more confident of that he had it right all along.
Awesome, awesome. You went through school. Were you a pretty good student?
I was a reasonably good student. Probably didn't work as hard as I should have, or as organized as, and that. You know, I guess a lot of people feel that way.
Sure.
I was a good student. Had lots of my grades and everything were good. All that, but I look back and I wasn't nearly as organized. And it took me until sort of my latter half of my college career to really focus on being, I'd say, to understand scholarship and the necessity of scholarship and just being able to do good research. And then I was a grad student, and there you really learn to research. And
that's at Cambridge.
Cambridge and then Stanford.
Right. Well, so then it went Dartmouth, Cambridge, Stanford.
Right.
How many years in school? 40?
Well, I did. I was sick.
Oh, that's right.
I was sick right after college. And so I was in and out of school, gosh, really, really for 6 years. I had cancer for a few years. And
you survived that. You beat that now. It's been 20-some years, right?
Yeah, 22 years.
Awesome. Right. Awesome. But you came back. That's what I'm talking about, your tenacity. Nothing stops you.
Well, they don't give you much of a choice.
You're right.
It's you don't get much of a choice. So, let's see. So, Yeah, I was a good student, and I liked it. When I was recovering from being sick, it was a nice way to. It was a nice life because I was not. I was pretty much physically a wreck from having cancer.
How long were you knocked out from that cancer?
Oh, well, I was for 2.5 years. I was in the hospital more than I was out of the hospital. I was in for about 19 months out of 30.
Wow.
And then truth is, for 3 or 4 years after that, I was pretty much a wreck.
Your immune system was compromised for a while, probably, or something.
Yep.
Yeah, and so now there are a number of people listening right now that have cancer. I hate to say it, but the facts are there are a number of people listening now that don't know it, but in the future will have cancer, some, unfortunately, God forbid. But what message do you have for them if, God forbid, they hear those terrible words?
Well, first, you got to focus on your – listen to the doctors, focus on your nutrition, take care of yourself. Your nutrition and keeping your weight up is what they kept telling me, just – If you can just keep your weight up, you'll be much better off.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the truth is, I don't know. I remind myself every day that in the end, it's gonna. I don't mean to be morbid, but it's gonna take the last round, or something's gonna take the last round.
Something has to.
Yeah, it has to. And the goal is to be living right while you're here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a philosophy of the eternal return, it was called, that just said, imagine that every day you live, or however you live your life, imagine the time were cyclical, and so all of this was going to come around again, and you had to repeat life as an infinite loop. What would you, if you're doing something that, so whatever you do today is what you're going to have to do eternally. You're going to be doing it over and over and over.
Wow.
How would you live your day?
Wow.
And are there things that you would cut out because you don't want to do it a million times again or don't think you should be doing it a million times? That. And are there things that you could be doing that you're not doing? And that you. So that's really sort of the. If you ever saw the movie, what was it, Groundhog Day?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually based on that philosophy.
Wow. Whose philosophy was that? Is there
it was Nietzsche's.
Nietzsche's, okay.
Now, there's a lot of other things about Nietzsche I don't like, and I ended up sort of breaking some other reasons, but that's a good philosophy by which to lead your life, I think.
Unbelievable. Folks, we unfortunately have to take a quick break to pay some bills. We are visiting and hearing the wisdom from Patrick Byrne today. We'll be back on Legends of Success right after this.
And now, some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. Alan Hassenfeld is the chairman of Hasbro, makers of great toys and games like Monopoly, Mr. Potato Head, Tonka, and G.I. Joe. His company is all about having fun and doing it right. And that's his advice to being successful.
Don't compromise your ethical values when you go to work. And find something that really piques your curiosity so you enjoy it. In any business that anyone goes into or enters into for a first job, find a company that's got an ethic, but find something that really gets your juices going, because you've got to have passion for what you do. And if you have passion for what you do, you'll always be successful. Because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you won't be good to anybody.
Learn more about the Legends by visiting legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs pulling out of consideration. Navy Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson had initially faced a lot of questions about whether he had management experience to handle the job. Then more recently, workplace misconduct allegations arose. President Trump saying on Fox and Friends this morning,
"He was the doctor to President Bush, to President Obama, and the family. He's been my doctor, and he runs a fantastic operation. You know, they have many doctors, and they run a fantastic operation."
And calling it a disgrace the way Jackson's been treated. Jackson himself calling the allegations against him, quote, baseless and anonymous attacks on his character and integrity. Meanwhile, Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo is expected to be confirmed by the Senate in a vote today. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamanti shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Patrick Byrne is our guest today. We're really happy to have Patrick back here on Legends of Success. And as a chairman and CEO of Overstock.com, he's kind of changed that industry around and differentiated his business. It may not be as big as Amazon, Patrick says, but the differentiator is quick service, lowest price. Did I get that right, Patrick?
You got it.
All right. And so earlier we're talking, you had a mentor as a young man, as a teenager, in Warren Buffett, who was a friend of your father's. Your father worked for, was chairman of Geico, and then he bought Geico, correct?
Correct.
And you go, I'm sorry?
My father was chairman of Geico, then Buffett bought Geico.
Then Buffett bought Geico,
yeah.
Right. And then you went off out of high school, and you, Stanford, Dartmouth, Cambridge. So you had a lot of schooling. And then you came out of college, and you actually taught, didn't you?
I did. Well, I taught... I was a visiting professor at Dartmouth, and I have done a lot of I do a lot of lecturing at business schools, but what happened was I was straddling the line between business and academia for years and going back and forth. And then in about 1994, something came up so I was doing business deals and going back and working in academic and working on other things. And then in about 1994, 95, something came up that required my full-time attention in business for about 6 months.
Wow.
And I went in, and I thought I'd be in for 6 months. And here it is, 15 years later, and I'm still at it.
Unreal. And that was kind of like that kind of evolved by accident almost, didn't it?
It did. It did, which is how life goes.
My research tells me that D2, the original company that you changed in Overstock, was only doing maybe $500,000 a year right before you got there.
Yeah, and the truth is they were closing their doors. They had gone under, and they had historically been in the flea market industry. They'd created sort of, an informational website, but they were on a Friday, they couldn't make payroll. They were shutting their doors, and I stepped in, made a quick deal, and we bought it, launched it 4 months later as Overstock.com.
What was the first thing that you did to turn it around, and what did you do differently than what they did? Why were you successful, and why did they fail, Patrick?
Well, there were a lot of things. One was, to be frank, as so often is the case, I'm sorry to say, in some areas of retail, I'd say the folks leading the business were in for a quick buck, a quick flip. They weren't. I don't think that they were really interested in building value, and there was a lot. There were changes, a lot of changes in headcount, and then we just started putting one foot in front of the other.
Wow! Now that value, you just said a key word, value. Was that something that was inspired by Warren Buffett when you were a young teenager? Because did he impress upon you the value versus the quick buck, and is that what helped you?
Absolutely. In fact, there's the corollary of that thing I told you that he taught me is that you only buy a stock if the market were going to shut down for 5 years tomorrow. Corollary of that is you only when you run a business, you run it as if there is no market. You run it as if you own the whole thing, and you're just doing what's the right long-term thing to do for shareholders. And you don't worry about what this audience is going to say or that audience is going to say. You're just trying to build real intrinsic value.
Yeah, I saw him interviewed on Charlie Rose. I think he's one of the greatest interviewers of all time. And he was saying to Charlie, he's there, I just don't get some of these analysts, alpha, beta. He's like, what is all that? He's like, I don't care if the market's up, the market's down. You buy value, you hold. If it's a good, just like you said, if it's a good company, you're buying into the company. Hold on and don't let go.
Right, exactly. You're... He sometimes refers to the finance professor as, you know, people who've learned to talk to each other in Greek letters. that's, and they make it overly complicated. God, whenever you hear him talk about a deal he's done, he makes it so simple. It's just so clean and simple. And
it does.
And it's really funny, actually. It's comically simple how he describes the deals he does. Why they're so, they always seem obvious looking back years later, but they're, people make things so complicated, I guess.
Some people are just trying to justify an existence, I think. You know, they do make it too complicated, you know?
Yeah.
So let's go back. You took over. What were the first things you did to turn around D2 to make it successful and to overstock or start building revenue?
Well, one of the things, and I'll share it now, it was one of our secret recipes, but it's sort of public this point, and lots of people are doing this, is we discovered that we could tattoo the cookie. You know, when you visit a website, you get a cookie.
Yes.
On your machine. And we could tattoo that with the origin of every visitor. And so we just started realizing, gee, we can measure the payback of everything we do. It's we can measure when we spend money advertising on Yahoo or on MSN or any site, we can actually measure... look back and see how many visitors it drove, how much revenue, how much gross profit. So you're always, it's like playing a perpetual game of draw poker where you're able to continually discard your losers and draw to your winners.
Wow.
And so that became, we did almost all of our advertising in the early days was all, I think it was all online. There was no offline advertising. And then once we had a big enough brand, we then started the television commercials to sort of augment and polish it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big part in terms of marketing and doing that kind of analysis constantly. I mean, we have people who that's all they do. That's their whole job. Just every day they're always looking at that and looking.
Sure.
And then the other thing was squeezing all the costs we could out of the system, just constantly engineering and focusing on lowering costs and so we can lower prices. That's another thing Mr. Buffett taught me, that business people love to complain about commodity markets and, oh, it's so tough, it's a commodity market. But the truth is, if you have a 10% advantage in your cost of operating, that can be a wonderful business to be in. If you're in a commodity market and you can be 10% cheaper than everybody, it's great.
Absolutely. So where Bernie Marcus, the co-founder of Home Depot, he was a guest here before, where he wanted to cut out the middleman, but he had a wholesale retail, you're cutting out the entire physical structure altogether, and there's your margin as well.
Exactly. Yeah, well, Home Depot is a fantastic company, by the way.
Yeah, those guys are cool. They slipped a little by putting the wrong CEO there a few years ago.
Well, that's what they say, but you never know. Well, I don't know enough about it to opine, but it's just a great business model. But, you know, the big boxes, I hear the big boxes, I don't know, that people are saying that they may, that American behavior is shifting. I don't know what it's going to shift to, but...
Things are cyclical, but at the end of the day, people still want a bargain, Patrick, right?
Yep.
Hey, got to take a quick break, folks. Back with more of Patrick Byrne right after this.
Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking.
Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Now, back to the Legends of Success. Once again, here's John Resnick.
Patrick Byrne is our guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. So glad you're with us. And what a fast hour this has been, learning the story of Patrick's life and his entrepreneurialism and everything else he's done. Patrick, we've got to Overstock.com. What's new? What's great today? Where are you going in 5 years? Where do you think you'll be?
Well, we've really figured out, it's at this point, I think it's chop wood, carry water, as the Zen monks say.
Yeah.
Got this, I think, a nice business model. There's just such a list of improvements we have to it, though, and that looks like it'll take 6-9 months to grind through them all. But this is my life. It always feels like, God, we're just 6 months away from, by the time we finish that list, there's always another list. Right. And nice improvements, but I'm very proud that, you know, in a sense, it's not like we're curing cancer or something, but it's we're helping people live better and stretch their dollars. And all over the country, I meet people who are just fanatic shoppers about Overstock. So it's really a job with a lot of satisfaction.
Well, when people get an Overstock, it's kind of, I'm not patronizing you here, but it's almost like they get addicted like a cult. They just love shopping on and finding bargains. It's the ultimate flea market without getting off your butt.
Exactly. And where they, and we, just hearing things like the Amex surveys 8,000 customers and we come out number 2 in the country. And over, year after year now, were like that. So that's really very satisfying.
That's awesome. Patrick, what are you doing internationally? I know you work with some international businesses. What does Overstock.com do to protect child labor? I was curious about that. I heard you do good things. I don't know anything about it, though.
Well, we don't have – we have a – of course, any vendor we buy from, we have all kinds of commitments and paperwork and documentation to show that there's no child labor.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, we have a store within Overstock called WorldStock that just deals with artisans around the world,
mm-hmm.
and developing world artisans. And there we have inspections and we're out there visiting people. And we deal with generally co-ops of artisans. And so, but no, we won't buy from anybody who has child labor, and we make them certify. And there's groups that go around and certify.
Checking on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. What is Overstock.com's greatest strategic challenge in the next 3 years, would you say?
I would say sticking to our knitting and making sure we don't get distracted. There's so many opportunities in front of us. Being selective, not chasing every bunny that comes across our path, and just keeping our focus on the path, because I think we have a great business emerging here, and we don't want to get distracted.
You're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Mike. This is Joanne. We're from Lansing, Michigan. And
we love our Ring video doorbell.
Yeah, it was a gift.
From my sister.
Right.
Anyway, let me tell you our story. I was doing laundry in the basement, and Lily, our daughter, just wandered out the front door.
Right, you were at home. I was at work, and I get the alert on my phone from Ring. From the front door, I can see on live video, our daughter is walking out towards the street. But we both got notifications. Here, listen.
Lily, what are you doing, sweetheart? Get
Lily,
inside.
Get back inside.
Get back inside!
I mean, it's like I was there. I mean, without being there.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Mike, Joanne, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we have our friend Patrick Byrne joining us again. I wanted to shift a little bit. I alluded earlier to this, and, you know, folks know that this is a very positive show, but at the same time, we got to talk about things that are going on in the world. I'm going to go back to 2006, for example. Everyone knows Cramer, who's on, MSNBC or CNBC, the stock jock. Back in, I think it was 2006, he offered some kind of primer on how hedge funds cheat the stock market. And it went on to YouTube, and he stated something like, the financial press is easily duped by short sellers, and the federal regulators aren't clever enough to stop it. You are known as the Wyatt Earp of Wall Street, and you deplore this like a lot of us do. Tell us about the problems with short selling and the small handful that are really raping the financial system. And I'm not against entrepreneurs, and I'm a capitalist, but I don't like abusers.
Well, you got it. And I'm not – I'm a capitalist, and I love markets. Believe me, no one likes markets more than I do.
Sure.
There are ways to manipulate the market, though, and I used to not believe that. But then I got into it, and I realized there are ways that people can – short selling is fine, legitimate activity. there's something called abusive short selling.
Abusive. Naked short selling.
Naked short selling.
Right.
And it's become clear that a business model evolved from a small number of hedge funds that basically mean especially with the compliance of, as Jim Cramer describes, mm-hmm. some journalists who seem to have gotten excessively close to those hedge funds. And so they can manipulate the stocks of companies. They get to know that these hedge funds get to know what the headlines are going to be in next month's Fortune magazine or next week's Wall Street Journal, frankly. So they have an enormous advantage over the everyday investor. Mm-hmm. And then it's clear that they adopted some techniques that let them say, well, they could manipulate a stock, and especially certain kinds of stock, and possibly kill companies. And there's a lot of evidence that they destroyed or almost destroyed some very good companies, including one that's called Dendreon, which has got a big it's a breakthrough cancer treatment for men with prostate cancer. It's also working on one for breast cancer. It's a vaccine. It's the first approved cancer vaccine. Mm-hmm. And it's this company almost got destroyed 3 years ago by some stock manipulators. So I 4 or 5 years ago when I came out and was talking about stock manipulators, everybody thought, it's like talking about UFOs, it doesn't exist.
Sure. Well,
that's all nonsense. And it's clear the stock manipulators have had the run of the place for about a decade, and we're just seeing the fruits of that. What's going on? We're just seeing the fruits of that. And I think another thing that's been clear, and I feel bad that I'm always dissing federal employees or government employees or people who go in wanting to do a good job and such, and I've been very probably disrespectful to the SEC. Mm-hmm. But it's clear that they've been giving – it's clear to me anyway – they've been giving hall passes to some of the bad guys for a number of years. And fortunately, these things that sounded so crazy 4 or 5 years ago, I think that they're banal now. Everybody gets it.
Let me ask you, is it that there are not existing laws that are tough enough to handle the problems, or is it that there are not people enforcing the existing laws to keep the bad guys out?
Combination of the two. Certainly the enforcement's been very weak. The enforcement the SEC took the side of Wall Street and stopped forgetting that the real client is Main Street. It's the American public. Their client is in Wall Street. That's part of the problem. But there's also some shortcomings in the laws and regulations. Now, the shortcomings aren't there by accident. The shortcomings are there because Wall Street lobbied like crazy to get certain loopholes built into the system and protected. And they say they aren't manipulating or they aren't using these loopholes, but they sure fight awful hard to keep these loopholes that they claim that they're not using.
What are you doing differently at Overstock these days? I hear some good news about the Main Street Revolution. Tell me about that.
Main Street Revolution. Well, small businesses have been selling on eBay and Amazon and Overstock for years. When you go to Overstock, a lot of the products you see are actually, we have suppliers who out there who drop ship them to you. It's all just homogenized. Think you're buying from Overstock, but we actually have thousands of people or more all over the country who are drop shipping these products. A lot of them are small businesses, and we realized that was actually down in Tulsa a couple months ago, and I thought I was visiting some entrepreneurs, and I thought, why don't we have a special team that just reaches out to entrepreneurs, small people with 5 employees or less, a lot of minority and women-owned businesses, and we'll just focus on getting these products up on site, not just minority and women-owned, but just small entrepreneurs.
Sure.
And we have lots and lots who have built nice businesses through Overstock. So we're focusing on it now. We've got a team that's working on, that's just focusing on it. We're getting their products, more of these products, up across the site. And then when we get a critical mass, we're creating a new store within Overstock called Main Street Revolution. And you'll be able to go there and just buy. Well, right now you can find these products on our site because they have a little icon that say Main Street Revolution. But you'll be able to buy, come in another month or so, and there'll be a store called Main Street Revolution within Overstock. And it just, by shopping there, you're supporting, a small woodworker in Vermont, somebody who makes gift baskets in Minnesota. You're just supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs around the country.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. A lot of students are listening. We've got some seniors in college that realize, well, we're not freshmen, so this isn't a coasting year. And we're not juniors anymore. Reality is about to hit them. Give us some wisdom for these young students that are entering into the workforce.
First thing is, Buffett says, in the end, you want to be your own boss. Work for someone you love and admire,
mm-hmm.
i.e. yourself. But I would say you don't want to do that right out of college. You want to work on somebody else's dime. There's an awful lot to learn when you go into business. It's better to learn it on somebody else's dime. Have a good teacher. I guess the most important thing is when you take that first job out of college, don't rank them based on what they'll pay you. It's not nearly as important as what you'll learn.
Mm.
So look for the job that's where you're going to learn the most, and then all the pay stuff will take care of itself over a couple of years.
Patrick Byrne, again, we thank you for being here. You have been an awesome guest, and I really appreciate your kindness.
Anytime, John.
I also want to thank our team here at Legends of Success, Michael Parks, producer, Lori Gunder, my new junior assistant, Ethan Resnick, and each and every week, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. And most of all, thank you, folks, for tuning in every week. I sure hope that our guests are inspiring you and making a difference in your life. And who knows, maybe one day we'll be telling your story right here on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you next week.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
My name is Dr. Howard Franklin, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Salix Pharmaceuticals. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder of the intestines that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, also called IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. Up to 75% of individuals with IBS may be undiagnosed. If you experience abdominal pain and diarrhea, don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBSD.
For more information and resources, visit letstalk-2.com. Again, that's letstalk-2.com.
The news is...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's nominee to be the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs pulls out of consideration amid workplace misconduct allegations raised against him. President Trump is outraged, telling Fox News this morning it's a disgrace.
These are all false accusations that were made. They're trying to destroy a man.
Better news for the president's nominee to succeed fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Republicans say Mike Pompeo is expected to win confirmation in a full Senate vote later today.
For many of us, it was more than a professional commitment. It became personal.
The Sacramento County, California DA Amory Schubert on the arrest of the man believed to have been the notorious Golden State Killer, suspected of 12 murders, 45 rapes, and over 100 burglaries in California in the 70s and 80s. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
USA. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's nominee to be the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs pulls out of consideration amid workplace misconduct allegations raised against him. President Trump is outraged, telling Fox News this morning it's a disgrace.
These are all false accusations that were made. They're trying to destroy a man.
Better news for the president's nominee to succeed fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Republicans say Mike Pompeo is expected to win confirmation in a full Senate vote later today.
For many of us, it was more than a professional commitment. It became personal.
The Sacramento County, California DA Amory Schubert on the arrest of the man believed to have been the notorious Golden State Killer, suspected of 12 murders, 45 rapes, and over 100 burglaries in California in the 70s and 80s. And this is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.